Greta Thunberg preaches climate justice at middle-class Glastonbury Festival. By Peter Catalan, June 26, 2022. Hardline Green Agenda activist Greta Thunberg showed up at the Glastonbury Music Festival on Saturday to lecture middle-class concertgoers on climate change. Longtime climate activist Greta Thunberg took to the stage at Glastonbury on Saturday to pontificate on the dangers of climate change, seemingly to the delight of many in the gathered crowd. Having previously been hitting the headlines for attacking the EU over allegedly being too lenient towards nuclear energy, Thunberg announced earlier in the year that she has a book due to be published in autumn that she hopes will become the go-to source on climate change. According to a report by broadcaster Sky News, the teenage climate activist took to the Even stage to decry the current climate and ecological emergency. "The biosphere is not just changing, it is destabilizing. It is breaking down," she claimed, before also reportedly saying that this is not the new normal. Thunberg went on to slam politicians for not being green enough, saying that those in power needed to do even more to adhere to her green agenda, despite the damage such programs have since caused to some nations unfortunate enough to have followed them militantly. "Today our political leaders are allowed to say one thing and do the exact opposite," she claimed. "They can claim to be climate leaders, while at the same time expand their nation's fossil fuel infrastructure." According to the BBC, the speech was met with a great degree of positivity from the crowd, with many apparently joining the 19-year-old's call to repeatedly chant the words "climate justice." Thunberg's latest stint in the name of green politics, while earning the praise of a number involved in the Glastonbury Festival, likely comes at a particularly poor time for many in the UK and beyond who are now struggling to power their homes thanks in part to the climate-crazy policies the Swede has consistently pushed for. What's more, the activist's actions may also be viewed as problematic by her fellow progressives, with music festivals such as Glastonbury being repeatedly slammed for being too white by other big-brain leftists. Costing around £280, $343, per ticket, the festival has since garnered criticism from many in the UK's cultural sphere, with festival organisers taking measures in recent years to at the very least increase the number of black performers on stage, though this has seemingly not appeared to have yet translated to the demographics of festival-goers. "When you get there, it's bloody awful. It's so old and white," remarked UK TV presenter Richard Bacon on social media. "It's about as cool as going caravanning with a load of 50-something bearded Lib Dems." Though, perhaps Thunberg was wise in targeting those able to afford to drop over $300 on festival tickets, with a progressive aiming to launch a book on climate change this coming autumn. "My hope is that this book might be some kind of go-to source for understanding these different, closely interconnected crises," she reportedly said earlier in the year. According to the publisher's official website, the hardcover edition of the book is set to cost around $30, while the digital edition on Amazon platform Kindle is to cost $15.99. Follow Peter Cattle on Twitter, at Peter_Cattle. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.